dairy farmer Dan French clearly loves what he does. On a breezy autumn day, he turns a nozzle to fill a stock tank with water and spends a few silent moments just watching the thirsty Holsteins dip their noses in for a drink. French left a job at IBM 17 years ago to take up farming on his wife's parents' land. In that time, he's seen a lot of his farming neighbors give up.
What we're seeing mostly is a lot of people in their 50s who are just getting out, saying, I don't want to work this hard the rest of my life. My kids aren't coming back. There's no opportunity for somebody else here. They're selling the herds. They're renting the farms out for good money.
French is among a handful of farmers who approached the Land Stewardship Project in Lewiston about 5 years ago. They were looking for a way to help prospective farmers get a start in a business where the trend is toward bigger and more complex operations. The result is Farm Beginnings, which combines farm business classes with an extended mentorship. 31-year-old John Kaiser has worked in the dairy industry for half his life, but wasn't able to purchase his own land or build a herd. Now, going into his second season on Dan French's farm, he has 25 of his own animals. When he leaves after 3 years, he'll have even more, well on his way to his own business.
Our original goal was to get enough cattle so that a bank would be interested in working with us so we could start our own herd. I was thinking maybe 60 cows to start with on a rented farm. I may have an opportunity to, at some point in time here, to purchase a small, only 40-acre farm with buildings that's been in pasture for a number of years.
One of the keys to the Farm Beginnings program is focusing on small farms that use niche marketing for a specialized product. French, for instance, has about 130 cows. His nearest neighbor has 10 times that many. Rather than sell to large milk distributors, French and Kaiser market what they maintain as a healthier, better-tasting, chemical-free product direct to consumers. Land Stewardship Coordinator Karen Stettler says Farm Beginnings helps fulfill a dream for those with a passion for farming.
Folks who are interested in being on the land, folks who really want to look at the quality of life for themselves, for their children, and using the land in a good way. Folks who are really interested in family farming.
Stettler says the program attracts experienced farmhands as well as newcomers to the business. Jerry and Trish Unger may represent the next wave of Minnesota farmers. Jerry Unger found himself unfulfilled and depressed after 20 years as an accountant at a large Seattle law firm. The couple have just finished their first year growing vegetables on 40 acres near Mazeppa and selling them at farmers markets.
Out here, I get up about the same time. I don't have to deal with the traffic. I don't have to deal with standing around waiting for the bus at both ends. I go out there and I can listen to the birds and the crickets, and I can watch things grow and other things grow and try to understand the relationships.
Trish Unger, who still works part-time in Rochester, says it's unlikely they'll ever make even half the income from their previous life. Their first year netted under $2,000, but she says they have no regrets.
We have to give it a try. We do not want to sit and look, we're 65 years old, and say we never gave it a shot. Fortunately, we had enough financial resources to be able to support this for a few years to see if we can do it. And I don't regret it a bit. I do think it's the best idea we've ever had. I feel like I finally have a mission.
About 30 farmers have gone through Farm Beginnings so far, and this year the program is expanding to Montevideo when classes start up again next month. Organizers are hopeful that they're building a solid network to assure a future for Minnesota family farms. Art Hughes, Minnesota Public Radio, Rochester.